Waratahs rugby, they'll be disappointed. That's twice this season the Force have got them. And we've got Michael Hooper on the phone. G'day, Michael.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah. You'll be very disappointed, mate, with the weekend's game, I'm sure.
Yeah, very disappointed. More in ourselves than anything else. I think, you know, our preparation in the week was good. But turning up on Saturday, we just really struggled to get the job done. And, you know, the Force put out a game plan that stopped us from doing what we wanted to do, and we couldn't adjust.
What about effort and attitude, Michael? Was that there?
It was a tough game to get involved in. It was a tough game. The way things panned out, you know, guys were struggling to get carries, struggling to get tackles. So, you know, like I said, the failure to adjust sort of led us, you know, set a bit off the pace, I'd say. So intent at the breakdown, things like that ended up pulling us up really short. And that's probably the most disappointing part of it all.
Mate, how's your knee?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Fine. Just a bit of bruising around the side of the thigh there and into the patella bone there. So, look, I'll be fine to go this weekend.
It won't stop you against the Sharks, eh?
No.
And what about Tatafa Pilota now, mate? How's his noggin?
Yeah, look, I'm not too sure on how Taf's going. Taf's been throwing good lineouts. I'm not sure what's happening in the medical sort of speak at the moment. So, look, we're all waiting to see, you know, what the team will be this week and go from there.
So fair to say, mate, you're at the crossroads at the moment, aren't you?
So.
I mean, you've got a home game, but you need to win everything.
Yeah. I mean, we're in comparison to last year, we don't have many bonus points. You know, we haven't been putting four tries on the board that often. So that sort of, you know, as far as we've had some good amount of wins, we're not up there on the scoreboard. But in saying that, we're still in control of our own destiny, which is really nice at this point of the year. And there's plenty of good games to go, tough games, which we learnt last week, that no one's an easy beat. So look, we're really excited. We've got a trip to South Africa. There's plenty of good things to come for us. And finals, again, are still, like I said, in our hands.
Fair to say, mate, the training is to try and lift the forwards' impact to bring in this talented back line?
Yeah, our attack shape hasn't been clicking so far. We've had spurts of it, which has been really nice. But I guess a challenge for us and something we've set a goal for ourselves is to, you know, be able to really click with forwards and backs. We've had patches of both, some good set-piece play, some good sort of hard physical forward play, and the backs have been on fire at times, but not together. For us, it's a really easy focus to try and get that clicking. And, you know, after last week where it seemed not much click, where we, you know, Saturday couldn't come quick enough.
Yeah, and you sort of missed a double opportunity last weekend, mate, because you would have gone top of the Aussie conference with the Brumbies suffering that, shock defeat in a way where Leo Leofano hit the posts.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's nice that we're still in control of our own destiny, but when you do look at results around around the competition, they always do help when you get that. We've still got a game in hand. I think they've still got a bye to come. However, you know, we just need to start get back into that winning way. Unfortunately, last week we had three wins before that. We need to get a trot on going into the end of the year.
Mate, can you tell us, and you know what? I can't pronounce his name. Your big Fijian blockbuster winger on the weekend, who has been likened to Jonah Lomu. How crucial is he to your plans in trying to get him the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I was in his sort of slipstream there in that try on the weekend. I just fall in behind. There was bodies flying around everywhere. So Tunkelly, you know, he pulls out players like that. You need to get him the ball. He's dangerous. So, you know, we want more from him throughout the game. You know, one effort's great, and it was a great individual try, but you get two or three efforts like that, I'm sure guys don't want to tackle him.
No. Yeah, right.
Hoops, thank you, mate. Play well on the weekend. We'll be watching.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Well done.